The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so our first reading today comes from the book of Sirach. And so I thought I'd tell you a little bit about Sirach and the message that it contains. Because we have been hearing from Sirach all week long, and we'll continue to hear from Sirach every day, straight up until Ash Wednesday. Sometimes the book of Sirach is known as Ecclesiasticus, and you might be interested to know that Sirach might just be the newest book in the Old Testament. We're not entirely sure, but it might just be the most recent Old Testament book composed around 180 BC, give or take, getting pretty close to the time of Christ. And if you want to understand the message that you're going to hear from the first reading from the book of Sirach over the next few days, understand this. Sirach is all about wisdom. And specifically, the wisdom of seeing God's hand in ordinary things. So a little word about wisdom here today. You know that wisdom and knowledge are not the same thing. Knowledge is information. Knowledge is facts. Knowledge might be a skill. I know how to play an instrument. I know how to ride a bike. But wisdom is something very, very different. Wisdom is a capacity of your soul. It's the ability to have that knowledge and to know what to do with it. And you probably already know wisdom is very, very rare. We got a bumper crop of knowledge, right? Knowledge is as easy to obtain as a Google search these days. But there's a famine of wisdom. And the book of Sirach tells us the reason why. It tells us that wisdom is a mother. And like every mother, every good mother, that is, she's concerned about raising her children rightly, no matter what the price. Like every good mother, she's more concerned about teaching important lessons to her children than she is about being liked. She's more concerned about raising her children well than she is about being their friend. Because mother wisdom teaches her lessons in the school of hard knocks. It's the only place the lessons of wisdom are learned. The ability, that is, to see God's hand in ordinary things. School of hard knocks, they call it. But you know, it's an interesting thing, a school. Just because a lesson is taught does not mean that a lesson is learned. Hard knocks alone will not make you wise. It all depends on how you receive them. Because suffering, as they say, it either makes you bitter or it makes you better. And the lessons that teach wisdom are those in which we remember the one who's doing the teaching. If you keep your eyes only on your sadness and only on your sorrow, probably the best that you'll ever become is a stoic, right? A cold stoic whose basic philosophy of life is, this too shall pass. But if you can be prayerful, if you can remember God's hand, if you can remember who's the one who's doing the teaching, if you can remember God disciplines those he loves only for a season and always for a reason, that's when we grow in wisdom and in love. O Lord, great peace have those who love your law, we said in our psalm response. Peace is a very valuable commodity. And like anything valuable, it's not cheap. It comes at a price. It comes at the price of surrender to things we don't control, and there's only one ability that we have to pay that price. Keep your eyes on the Lord, never take your eyes off the Lord. And keep saying to him, even though I don't understand, Lord, I believe. And even though I don't feel you here, Lord, I know you're with me. I know a lady once, won't say where, local parish. And after the priest was done giving the homily, she turned to a friend of hers and she said, now that's a priest who suffered, she said. That's a priest who suffered. And what did she mean by that? She mean that somehow, through his sufferings, he'd learned the lesson of holy wisdom. That Mother Wisdom tries to teach us. God lavishes his wisdom upon his friends, the book of Sirach tells us. We have the faith and the courage to keep our eyes on the Lord, that we might become the friends of God.